From the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom, local news and more on Moose 93.1.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. Two more people in a vast area covered by the Porcupine Health Unit have died of COVID-19 for a running total of 56. That's all it will tell us. It also reminds everyone that COVID-19 is still here and we need to work together to prevent it from spreading. How to do that is on our website. Four flights yesterday and one today have brought about 220 vulnerable people from Ksetchewan to Timmins as a precaution in case the Albany River floods. Timmins Community Emergency Management Coordinator Tom Logren says it's still precautionary as the ice is starting to break up. This group is staying at the Ramada Inn, prompting this request from Logren.
People will see maybe more people on the highway out by the Ramada, maybe walking to the square or Tim Hortons, and again, just to be cautious of that.
A similar number of evacuees were flown from Ksetchewan to Kapuskasing last week. Being told he won $195,000 in the Timmins and District Hospital Foundation's 50-50 draw was such a dream to Gilbert Scott of Timmins, he considered a polar bear dip in Gillies Lake to wake himself up. But he was awake, and the news of his big win was real. Scott says he's always wanted to own a home, and now he can. A $10 million provincial grant will allow the Francophone Community Health Center to build its own clinic. It will tear down the former École Saint-Charles on Kent Avenue and build at that location. Executive Director Michelle Stevens says Centre de Santé Communautaire de Timmins will be able to serve more patients and offer more services.
We'll be able to hire our physiotherapist, our psychologist, our other half-time MD position that we're still waiting to fill.
The space it occupies right now at Timmins Square has three exam rooms. The new building will have seven. Finally, this afternoon, picking up on our local history feature about the possibility of using mines in the Porcupine Camp as fallout shelters in 1961, should there be a nuclear attack. Timmins Museum Director-Curator Karen Bachman says 10 pages are devoted to traffic flow. Of 50,000 people expected from around the province, 80% would get here by car. Traffic flow and parking were both issues.
The firemen were called in at this point and would be at the parking lots to hose down all of the cars to make sure that there was no accumulated radiation dust.
Next Monday, we'll head underground to learn how all those people would be accommodated. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.